Joanne Joseph, wrapping up your day.
Nearly 20 minutes to 6 on the program, and I'm quickly going to jump into it because we've been fortunate enough to be able to get Jacob Gawe, the ANC's provincial secretary for Gauteng, on the line to us. And that's in view of the story we ran earlier, the interview, in fact, we did with Stevens Mogalapa, who's been elected the new mayor of Tshwane. Now, Jacob Gawe has gone on to say he believes the city of Tshwane can't be solved by the ANC partnering with the EFF. Of course, that's been overtaken by today's events. But he also doesn't feel the ANC should rush in to this whole thing of wanting to take over that municipality. Let's find out why he thinks that way. Jacob, good evening to you, and thank you so much for your time and afternoon drive. We're operating in a climate where parties are essentially clamoring for power within the municipalities. Why didn't you want the ANC to rush into this?
We have thought about this for quite some time, and we think that in 2016 our people expressed their views, raised their dissatisfactions with us and how we were doing things. And we embarked on a process of renewal, looking at the ANC, our behavior, our attitude, our weaknesses. And we came to a determination that because we are ready, we have corrected ourselves. We know what our people want in Tshwane. Our people don't want a corrupt municipality of EFF and DA. Our people don't want a power-hungry organization. We then thought it is better for us to wait for elections. And whenever there are elections, we're going to win elections properly, and we don't want a backdoor type of an agreement to win power.
I mean, you seem to have a rather capable leader in the form of ANC Council Leader Khoshi Maipa. Why is it that you would want him to wait for the next local government elections to try to take the mayorship when he seems to be pretty together already?
We agree with you that we have a capable leader. That's why we want the leader who comes straight by proper elections, not by backdoor deals that seek to advance corruption and maladministration. So because he is good, we want him to come properly.
Had Stevens Mogalapa not won today, would you as the ANC have been able to work with the EFF in Tshwane?
I listened to him. He's quite a nice gentleman, very clueless about what's happening in Tshwane, very clueless about the finances of Tshwane. In fact, what was strange was that he was not even aware of the report by the AG on the problems of procurement in Tshwane. So we think he's just holding there to keep one of us in power as if we are really in power. The EFF is in power in Tshwane. We must tell everybody to know the EFF is in power in Tshwane, and it's all about them serving their own interests.
So in that situation, you would not have wanted to work with the EFF?
We want to work with anybody who helps us to renew the ANC. We want to work with anybody who's objectively having interest to use power to advance the interest of the people, develop the city, clean the city, make sure that our people are getting the services they get. For today, as of now, we don't think that EFF stands for that.
Do you think Stevens Mogalapa could possibly stand for that?
No.
Why not?
He has no capability to do so. Just listening to him today, I thought the guy spoke well about his experience in government as a member of parliament. But when it comes to what are the real challenges in the local government space, I found him to be clueless.
Well, what do you think he should be focusing on now that he's taken over that role?
We gave him the package through the good leader, Maipa, you're talking about. We gave him a package. We said to him, just respond to the Auditor General report now. Act decisively on people who are corrupt. Clean the procurement system. Bring services to the people. Go to Soshanguve. Go to Atrichville. Go to Skandaf. Go to Mawiga. Just give people what they deserve first. Then you can talk about development, because in any way, since Solim Simanga took over, they are no longer talking development. They are talking reversing everything the ANC was doing. And we want him to bring back development after he had focused on basic services for our people.
I want to ask you about the ANC leaders who are going door-to-door ahead of the election. I understand that they've been told they're not allowed to debate issues around the Life of Sidi Mani tragedy. Why is that?
No. They are allowed to express care. They are allowed to listen to our people. They are allowed to mobilize our people to take care of mentally ill patients, because these are our families. What they are not allowed to do is to defend the indefensible. What happened in Leicester Dimeni should have not happened. It must not happen again. Secondly, it must not be a political tool he was doing. That thing was bad, and it should be treated as one of the unfortunate events that happened in our province, in our country, in our lifetime, and therefore nobody should use it as a political tool.
How do you feel about former President Jacob Zuma's comments about the difficulties that the Gauteng branch of the ANC has experienced, particularly your performance at the 2016 local government polls, where you lost the Tshwane municipality and you lost Johannesburg as well?
Former President Jacob Zuma has been invited to campaign with us. He's on the ground with us and we're satisfied. Other comments, they're not really about whether should we change the way the ANC was doing things in the previous years. For now, we're just focusing on renewal, and we have taken a stance. We are not in a public debate with our former leaders. We are inviting our former leaders to give us wisdom, advice, and work with us to win elections. And that is our posture.
Is Jacob Zuma in a position to be giving you advice, given the corruption allegations hanging over his head? Is he even in a position to be campaigning for you?
I don't think his head is full of corruption only. I think he's a seasoned leader. He has been campaigning. He knows what the people should do. And he would give us wisdom wherever we need wisdom from him.
I'm interested in your phrasing of that comment, that corruption is not the only thing in his head. So you do admit that it's certainly a liability to have someone seized with corruption or thoughts of it quite a lot of the time to be part of your campaign ahead of the election.
He is facing charges, and we believe in the system of justice in South Africa. We believe that he has a right to stand trial and represent himself and explain what would have happened. But for now, we think that he can and he will contribute in the campaign like any other leaders of our organization.
Is that because you think he's innocent?
That's not up to me to decide whether he's innocent. It's up to him to prove himself in court.
All right, let's leave it there. Thank you for speaking to us. Jacob Gawe, the ANC's Provincial Secretary for Gauteng.